Morning, everybody. Couple of comments from assignments last week. I sent Susie's assignment out, but I never hit send, so it just didn't go out till about 7:15 this morning. But I think I replied to everybody who did send one in. And I also wanted to read a scripture Susie shared, and also just a section out of Benjamin's assignment if I can this morning. Susie shares this scripture. 1 Peter 2:16, when it comes to stewardship, 1 Peter 2:16 says this: live as free people, but do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. Live as God's slaves. Now, that sounds like quite a conundrum, doesn't it? To live as slaves and yet live as free people. So how in the world do we do that? And then Benjamin, in his assignment, talking about the myth of stewardship, says this: fooling ourselves even as we sit in a seat at church. When the time comes for us to give back to God in the form of a tithe, when the basket comes around, we don't want to be seen as stingy, so we throw in a pile of whatever we have in our pocket, giving God our leftovers, not from our plenty. This again leads us down a path that grows in width and depth increasingly as the path moves along. Stewardship is taking care of what you have been given. And, you know, that's what, you know, obviously the myth of stewardship is a look. You know, I had quite a look. I probably looked pretty good from the outside for quite a while. In chance number one, and kind of made a mess of it. And so I had to learn. I had to go to school to learn what it means to be a good steward. And God's faithful. He gave me a second chance, and He gave me a second chance to find out what it means to be a steward over the things that He's gifted me with. And in Galatians 5:1, Paul says this. It's really interesting, because if you read other openings to many of the epistles of Paul, Paul says he's a bondservant of Jesus Christ. And yet in Galatians 5:1, he says, for freedom, Christ has set us free. Then he says this: stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. So what is he talking about? Because we want to be slaves to God, slaves to the Lord Jesus Christ, bondservants. And yet, what do we not want to be slaves? Slaves to the world, slaves to the enemy, slaves to sin. And how do we escape that? By finding our freedom through the blood of Jesus Christ. And what is that freedom? It's the freedom to make good choices. It's the freedom to do what's right. It's freedom to be a good steward of the many gifts that God's given, so that we're not chasing money, property, and prestige, but we're all about taking care of the people, places, things that God's placed in our hands, in our stewardship, to learn. I had to learn what it means to be fiduciary. I had to learn what it means to be a steward. But now that I know, I am very much accountable to what God's placed in my hands. And then I have to throw my hands up and say, oh, Lord, have mercy on me, the sinner. And Lord, I believe, help my unbelief, because He will. He will do it. He will do it. He's there. Let's pray as we go into chapter 10 this morning about the breach of fiduciary duty and a mistake. Father, we thank You for this time this morning. We thank You we can be together. We thank You we can come from so many different backgrounds, different lives, different companies, different situations. And yet, Lord, You're the one who is over it all, and You're the one who's working in every one of our hearts and lives to mold us and shape us. You're the potter, and we're the clay. So we need You to mold us and shape us into the men and women, business owners, moms and dads, that You truly want us to be, that we can follow in that blueprint that You have for each of our lives. We thank You for this morning. We commit this time to You in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank You for the opportunity to be here this morning to listen, to learn, to grow. Because every time, Lord, as we go through these chapters, we think about these things, it does cause us to just take a pause for a moment and think about what we're doing. What are we doing today? What's on the list today? And, you know, we can get frantic about so many things and miss the point that You're trying to teach us today, whatever that might be for each one of us. So maybe just not, maybe be those who are just willing to sit, listen, learn, and then get about the business of the day. And may we go forward today, Lord, seeking be those examples that You have set us up to be. And may we embrace that with our hearts, our minds, and all of our soul as we trust you to lead, guide, and direct our homes, families, businesses, and every place that you have us working and having to be an influence. We thank you for this morning. We thank you for this time. We do pray in Jesus' name. Amen.